bass season, often coined as the opening of fishing season, is coming soon to a fishery management zone near you and heralds the beginning of our treasured Ontario summer. 8 weeks of vitamin D and all the benefits that go with it, plus barbecues and, of course, bass fishing. I've always admired bass for their willingness to bite the unusual baits that I throw at them each season. They are indeed a willing participant in the great activity of fishing.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
the Honorable Stephen Blaney, Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, joins us to talk about Bill C-42. Drum roll, please. The 41st annual OFAH Conservation Lottery results are in, and we talk to some of the winners. Bass season is just around the corner, and Mike Miller is in studio to talk about his career chasing these little green fish. Plus, the win an Alumacraft boat contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15C dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp,
a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Attention Ontario bear hunters. The Mijokama Outfitter in Graceville, Quebec invites you to experience the challenge and thrill of spring bear hunting combined with the pleasure of sport fishing from now until June 20th. Reserve now at 819-449-8943 or go to mijokama.ca and come enjoy the best outdoor adventure ever.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings.
Joining us is Honorable Stephen Blaney, Minister of Public Safety and National Security. In October 2014, the minister introduced Bill C-42, the Common Sense Firearms Licensing Act. The bill is an important piece of legislation for all firearm owners in Canada, and we're pleased that the minister has taken the time to be with us today to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy, and thank you for having me on your show. I would say in an interview. Frankly, it's been great to work with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. I want to say up front, I got my license after having received training. And I'm so proud of it. My only wish is I had more time to practice and go hunting. Instill in me the respect that is so deep for outdoor activity, but also in the carrying and use of firearms. And this is the most important lesson, and that certainly has been very instrumental in our making of the legislation we're talking today.
Minister, legal law-abiding firearm owners in Canada were pleased when the Harper government lived up to their promise and scrapped the long gun registry. The government has continued to support the outdoor community by introducing additional legislation that will benefit firearm owners and at the same time enhance public safety. Can you give us a brief overview of what Bill C-42 does?
Absolutely, Randy. What is this bill is all about is about common sense firearm licensing. There's been no major change since the bill was introduced, except that we ended the long and ineffective and wasteful long gun registry. Now, what we are willing to do is to move forward by improving the bill. What is at the heart of this bill is safety of Canadian and respect for law-abiding citizens. So the measures we are putting forward, there are some measures, if I go for which one was strongly supported by OFA, which is mandatory training for everyone who's willing to acquire and possess a firearm. Also, we will make sure that if someone is convicted by indictment of a violence, of domestic violence, we will remove his license. And also, we are streamlining the process of exchange information between the RCMP and the CBSA so that they are able to avoid any illegal import of a firearm. So that's some measures of the bill. The other measures of the bill are more oriented towards streamlining and cutting through red tape for law-abiding citizens and hunters. The first of one is its extension period, a grace period of 6 months. After the expiration of your license, Randy, you'll be able to possess a firearm and take the time to renew it, and you won't be treated as a criminal, which is the case now. And the other thing is also, as you know, we will have the authorization to travel a firearm merged with a license so that you won't need to get an additional paper, which is not transferred to police and not adding any safety value. And the other measures, as you know, is the merge of the POL and the PAL, the possession-only license and the possession acquisition license, which is benefiting from, I believe, 600,000 hunters. So these are the measures we are willing to see in place this very, 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 very spring.
We will return with more from the Honorable Stephen Blaney and Bill C-42 after these important messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my talk with the Honorable Stephen Blaney, Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, on Bill C-42 and how it applies to firearm ownership in Canada.
Okay, so how does this Bill C-42 fit into the government's overall philosophy with respect to firearm ownership in Canada?
Randy, as I've mentioned earlier, respect for law-abiding citizen. We felt that previously there has been an attitude of considering hunters, farmers, everyone, sports shooters as second-class citizen. This has to end. These are law-abiding citizens. We need to target on criminal and on those who are possessing illegal firearms. We are strengthening a regime, but also showing respect for those who are complying with the law, and actually who are at the very heart of one of the most fundamental activity in our country, which is the basis of our land.
Yes, yes. So you will be aware that anti-gun groups are suggesting that once passed, firearm owners will be allowed to take their firearms anywhere, anytime, and that it loosens regulations around firearm ownership. How do you respond to that suggestion?
Absolutely. That's completely ridiculous. All the measures are kept. There are no change in the way to carry a firearm, especially for, let's say, restricted firearms. First, you have to have a valid license. You have to put it in a safe storage that the firearm itself has to be locked, or as you say, as you know, trigger lock in a safe lock storage. If you put it in the car, it has to be in the trunk of the car, and it has to be used to go in a facility such as a shooting range, someone who will fix your firearm, or some exhibition. So I'm disappointed to see that the opposition are misinforming people to try to score a cheap political point. This is too important. This is and that tells again how disrespectful they've been for those who enjoy the use of firearm for outdoor activities.
I couldn't agree more. Minister, a criticism that was raised by opposition members during the hearings at Standing Committee was that no police authorities were invited to appear. Is this accurate? Do you have any sense of where police stand on this legislation?
Well, we certainly have thoroughly consulted the police communities as we've prepared this bill and got pretty positive feedback on some part of the bill, such as the one where we are removing the removal of license for those convicted of domestic violence, or the mandatory training. So there's a lot of measures that are in the bill that we've got pretty good comments from the law enforcement communities. And I've consulted and reached out myself to the Canadian Chief Police Association, as well as the Canadian Police Association.
Okay, well, I understand that the bill has finished hearings at the Standing Committee. What are the next steps, and when do you expect the bill to be passed?
Well, frankly, we're on a fast track now. There's only 4 weeks remaining before we go until the end of session. So I'm going this afternoon at Senate Committee now. The Senate is rushing the bill through. So hopefully we can get this, and this is my ultimate goal, is to get this bill royal assent by this spring.
Excellent. Well, given your busy schedule, I much appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Did you have any last points you wanted to make in connection with Bill C-42?
Well, Randy, I want to just tell you, I got so many letters from law-abiding citizens who feel I've been treated with disrespect and as a second-class citizen. This bill is aimed at restoring, look, you are a proud Canadian who enjoy one of the most important outdoor activities, such as hunting. They are people who respect the nature. They are people who understand the wilderness. And that's what this bill is about, is streamlining the process for those individuals, as making sure that those who would be willing to use illegally firearms wouldn't be allowed to do so. So it's a great journey, and I just can't wait for going back in the outdoor again and take part into these great outdoor activities such as hunting and fishing.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Minister, for joining us today.
Well, Randy, it's great, and once again, thank you so much. Have a great day, Randy. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
We will return with the 41st Annual OFH Conservation Lottery winners after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Go through 63015C dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Well, the 41st annual OFAH Conservation Lottery draw results are in, and here are the top 10 from the 100 lucky winners this year. 10th prize, valued at $4,520, a ladies' 14-carat custom-designed diamond ring from Napit Jewelers goes out to Tony Vollering. 9th prize, a Zeiss 10x45 laser rangefinder and a Zeiss Victory 10x50 rifle scope, valued at $6,327.98, goes out to R. Snowdy. 8th prize, a Yamaha Grizzly 700 FI ATV, goes out to Denny Levictoire at $10,846.87. Gordon Crawford wins 7th prize, a Yamaha Grizzly 700 FI ATV, valued at $10,846.87.
Gordon, we had our lottery draw today and your name was chosen as one of the winners.
Cool.
You won 7th prize. You won a Yamaha Grizzly 700 FI ATV, and the value is $10,846.
6th prize goes out to Chris Trowbridge, a Jayco J-Flight SLX 184BH travel trailer, valued at $19,518.49. 5th prize, a Lund Fury 1625 XL boat, complete with Mercury 50 horsepower outboard motor and trailer, goes out to Ed Braley, valued at $22,035.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Not too bad. Good.
Ed, we had our conservation lottery draw today, and your name was chosen as one of the winners.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
What do you think you won? A basket of fruit or...
a new truck, a new boat.
Do you need a boat? Do you need a boat, Ed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, what do you got there, Kim?
Well, Ed, you won fifth prize.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Lund Fury 1625 XL boat, Mercury 50 horsepower outboard motor and trailer, and the value is $22,000.
Is that right?
It is.
Oof.
How's that for a deal?
Well, it's not bad.
Now, so how far are you from Rice Lake?
10 minutes.
So, geez, well, that, I guess you'll be bringing it to Rice Lake. You won't be putting it in the Garden Hill Pond, will you?
No. I'll bypass that.
Robert Phaneuf gets fourth prize, a 2015 Dodge Journey SXT valued at $35,583.70. Art Hansford wins third prize, a 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan valued at $39,538.70.
Well, Art, we drew the tickets today, and you were prize number three. You won a 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan worth $39,538.
You're kidding.
No. Congratulations.
Holy macaroni.
Brendan Stevenson wins a 2015 Ram 1500 ST quad cab 4x4 pickup truck valued at $46,284.80 for his second place prize.
Brennan, we had our conservation lottery draw today, and your name was drawn for one of our prizes.
Kidding me?
No.
Holy!
Do you want to know what you won?
Sure, absolutely.
No, you won second prize.
You're kidding me?
No.
Holy
Do you want me to tell you what you won?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Tell me, please.
Okay. 2015 Ram 1500 quad cab 4x4 truck.
Yes, can I put you on speakerphone? Yes. Oh my gosh. I want a pickup truck from that Ontario, Ontario Federation Angus Hunters.
I'm real. I'm real.
And the grand prize winner of the 41st annual OFAH Conservation Lottery is Janet Adkin, a 2015 Ram Laramie 1500 4x4 truck, complete with an Angler V172 F3 G3 boat, a Yamaha 115 horsepower outboard motor and trailer valued at $93,165.15. Congratulations goes out to all of you 100 lucky winners in the 41st annual OFH Conservation Lottery. And special thanks to all of you who participated in our conservation lottery to help us with our efforts in Ontario's great outdoors. We'll be right back with bass fishing pro and host of Angler and Hunter Television, Mike Miller, after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation.
Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, I love the summer. Warm mornings on a calm lake, topwater baits, you get the idea. So joining me, Mike Miller from Angler and Hunter Television, and we're talking about tournaments and derbies. I figured this one would be right up your alley.
Poker tournaments?
I used to like watching them on TV. They're pretty exciting stuff.
I always thought I'd do good in that, but I really probably wouldn't do very good at all.
No. But you know what? What has changed? Has anything really changed with, we'll talk about tournaments first and then we'll get into the whole derby thing, but has anything really changed in, you know, since their inception 100 years ago or whatever? It's the same concept, same idea.
You know, the only thing that's changed is the anglers and their methods. The actual act of going out and catching a little green bass hasn't changed at all.
No. No, you know, it really hasn't, has it?
At the end of the day, you got to hook that fish and get him in the boat.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the technology and fancy advancements we've had, those will help fishermen, I think. You know, they help me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to make that fish bite.
That's true. And, you know, it always intrigues me. And really, there's literally millions of people who fish tournaments. In fact, I know south of the border in Bassmasters, their closed subscriptions are at one time were heading for a million. I don't know where they're at now, but they're in the high 700, 800,000 people.
That's right. And I mean, if you think of how many, if you just drive down Highway 401 on a weekend in the summer and count the, you know, fancy trucks and bass boats going by.
Yeah.
And the money invested in tournament fishing is astronomical.
It really is. And so it's become something that's a different dimension of fishing. It's a competitive part, which really obviously appeals, especially to the younger group of people. The technology's there to allow them to get good at it, but only very few succeed.
And it's like anything. If you give somebody a field or a venue to try and pit their skills against other people, whether it's fishing, whether it's football or golf, you see, like, how many Canadian golf pros are there?
Absolutely.
You know, there's not that many. And those that do make it, you know, Mike Weir, he's on a pedestal and put under a microscope why he doesn't win the Masters every year. Well, he's one in a million.
Really is. And I mean, we were exposed to the United States for years. I mean,
even back in the 1970s when we had to order all of our stuff from Bass Pro Shops,
right,
there was no bass boats up here. We still knew about my favorite, Rick Klun, Klein, all the top pros, and now I guess Kevin Van Dam is a big one. In Canada, Mike Miller, one of them, Corey Johnson is one of the new hot Canadian pro anglers. But, man, that's... There again, one in a million.
I'm going to say, you look at Bob Azumi, and he was the tournament fisherman.
He really was,
and he's still at it.
Oh yeah, he tours all over fishing tournaments.
Right now, and there's an example of one of probably Canada's best fishermen, who's still fishing and competing in tournaments, but you don't see headlines in magazines from the FLW or the Bassmasters with Canadians on them.
No, the Canadians never have got recognition, and a dear friend of both yours and mine, Hank Gibson.
That's right. My very first bass tournament was with Hank Gibson.
With Hank, yeah, and great guy. He's passed away, obviously, since. Only Canadian to ever qualify for the Bassmaster Classic. We're still
waiting for that guy.
Jonathan Bondi came close, or was he FLW? And then I don't know how Corey's doing, but yeah, only guy. And he never... I remember talking to him at an event once, and he said to me, he never got the recognition, never got sponsorships, never...
That he thought he would get.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's a lot of fishermen, I think, especially bass tournament fishermen, are after that holy grail of being crowned the greatest.
Yeah.
And that's, maybe that's what fuels them. I mean, it fueled me for portions of my career, you know. Maybe I can do this. But eventually... Like anybody, if you're a good home run hitter or if you're a good field goal kicker, you have to recognize your strengths.
Absolutely.
And then utilize them. And I mean, in my career, I fished my strengths and knew that, 9 out of 10 times I'd probably strike out. But every time I did hit the ball or catch that fish, I was going to win.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you have to do.
Like a Denny Brower style, that sort of thing. And that's you're right. You got everything in your life. And I think it was Confucius or something like that that once said, "Put your best foot forward."
Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
So for those of you thinking of getting into tournaments, there's all different levels.
Oh, and, it's. I mean, I've lost track of where and how and when tournaments are run, but
they've actually grown quite a bit. But they haven't changed a lot. And the whole idea of the live release and letting the fish go, and it's been very successful. They've made a lot of advancements with the boats and with releasing the fish, which is really good. I wonder if with the onslaught of all this new technology and portable cameras and that sort of thing, if maybe we'll see some sort of an evolution in tournaments now, and maybe they'll change a bit.
Well, I've seen, over the years, changes, like you said. I was at ICAST a few years ago, and there's a guy from Wisconsin, and I can't remember the name of the company, but he basically was a farmer. I think he was a chicken farmer, and he has a scale that is made to withstand vibrations and stuff like that, and you could put livestock or animals in the scale, and even if they're walking around and moving, it still gets an accurate read. And he developed one that he installed in his boat.
Okay.
And basically, this thing can take a lick and keep on ticking. You can throw a fish in and let it flop around, and it still gives you an accurate weight measurement.
Weight, okay.
Anyway, he developed the scale so that it was connectable to, GPS and connectable to Wi-Fi and all that stuff. And so if you weigh your fish in it, it takes a reading, sends it to a little computer in your boat, but it also sends it out into the cloud.
Right.
So that...
So you don't even have to keep the fish.
No, you
just weigh it and let it go.
It registers.
Which is neat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of rambled on there a little bit about this thing, but there are advancements being made so that, who knows, maybe you can just weigh your fish and let it go and you can tally your weights that way. But, at the end of the day, it's still go out, catch a fish and prove to somebody how much it weighs, basically, is what it is.
That seems to be the rudimentary thing when it comes to tournaments. There hasn't been a lot of changes. The onboard cameras are certainly going to help it a lot.
We will return with Mike Miller and Tournament Bass Fishing after these messages from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Go through 63015 C dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Angler and Hunter Television host, Mike Miller.
I remember from my tournament days competing down in Texas, they had a program down there where, and this hasn't really got much to do with tournaments, but if you had caught a largemouth bass over, say, 10 pounds, if you kept it in your live well and brought it to the state, you know, the state fishery office, they would take that fish and use it for breeding purposes, right, to make more big bass, and in turn would send you a replica amount of the fish anywhere in the world. So it shows you the importance of these little green fish.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other tournaments. There's salmon and walleye, and, you know, I guess it's people we want to compete.
People want to compete. I mean, and you know, I think catch and release made it sort of viable, you know, 30 years ago, I guess, the old catch and release got popular.
First one was at Rondeau Bay.
Yeah.
Rondeau Bay.
You know, where before it was bring in stringers of fish and, and, you know, prove yourself. Look at me, I caught the most fish. But now, you know, there's differences. I mean, even in derbies, you know, you look at the, there's the walleye derby.
Candy U.S. Walleye?
But
well, that's
derby.
A tournament, but there's then
big,
there's
the
Bay Aquini Walleye World.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walleye World, yeah.
That's right. And, you know, there's thousands of guys down there trying to catch this big walleye and win
all these
prizes and the money. And so it's, you know, it's one of those things where competitive fishing, I don't know if it's in our blood, in our nature to try and one-up the guy beside you and catch a bigger fish. But I think that's what it's all spawned from, you know. Look how good of an angler I am.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's that fish is a measure of oneself, so to speak.
Right. And yeah. And I think for me it was that way too. But at some point I looked back and said, "Wow, 7 years have gone by and I'm not that I haven't accomplished that
you haven't reached that pinnacle.
The holy grail. I'm not the greatest bass angler in the world. I better figure out how to make a living in this industry, or I'm going to have to rethink what I've done for the past 10 years of my life."
Yeah, and it's difficult for all of us because, actually, it's interesting because professional sports and professional baseball, mm-hmm. and we had a guy who worked for us in land registry, Joe Cirilla, and he was a Stanley Cup. He was
played for the Oshawa Generals.
Yeah, and he played for New York Islanders.
Yeah,
won a Stanley Cup. And was working in land registry with us. So I'm getting to something here. So we have a company softball tournament that we used to play. So I go out and play softball. And, I mean, I'm not a great baseball player, but some of the guys who went out to this tournament were good baseball players. These guys and girls had grown up playing, you know, major
right.
league, not major leagues, but major, you know, tournaments and stuff.
Rep ball or whatever it would have been.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get out there and we're all playing. And this relates to fishing too. And, you know, you see them hit the ball and it goes out in the outfield and they catch the ball and all this thing. Well, this guy gets up to the plate and he's a professional hockey player. He's not a professional, you know, baseball guy. He hit the ball, Mike, out of the field and into the next subdivision.
That's right. He's a professional athlete.
Yeah. So when you think about professional fishing, and I ran into this when I was running Bass Ontario tournaments, people call me and say, "I just bought a bass boat and I'm going to go and win all your tournaments this year." And we gladly take their entry fees. And as much as you think that, you know, most of them are probably average guys, there's some guys out there who are really sharp and they have real talent, like yourself, Bob Izumi.
Yeah.
These guys are real good. But to reach that pinnacle, man, you need some real magic.
You need magic and dedication. You
yeah.
know, you look at some of the professional teams that Toronto has, and you think, wow, how can they constantly be expected to win?
Yeah.
And then if they lose five or six or seven games in a row, everybody wants to trade the whole team and drop the.
Yeah.
But what happens is you have to grind through things like that, whether you're a professional hockey player or a truck driver or whoever you are, you're going to have moments in your career where you think, "Oh, I'm just going to quit and give up." And probably 80% of the people do
yeah.
choose a different direction. But if you just grind away at something, eventually it's going to come around again, or you're going to get over that hard spot you've hit, and bam, there you are. So, you know, it looks easy from the outside, whether you're a professional angler. I mean, you said Kevin Van Dam. I mean, he's won millions of dollars.
Oh, it's crazy.
And
yeah,
he's got millions of dollars in endorsement money. But for every guy that's done that, there's
and we've both seen it in the States.
Yeah, there's countless guys.
You know, I've backed up my boat and plugged it in and talked to the guys, and you know, they have no money. If they don't win, they can't make it to the next event. I mean, this is serious.
Yeah.
In the States, this is going on all the time. But that's about the American dream, and I have a lot of admiration for that. In terms of the future of tournament fishing, I would really like to see it maybe change a bit in terms of targeting maybe smaller fish and having more of a race where you have to catch once you've caught five fish, you race back and whoever catches the first five wins or something along those lines to make it more of a, like a NASCAR.
That's
kind
right.
of sport.
Utilize all the technology that's available to us. You know,
yeah.
NASCAR is not about going fast and winning the race. It's about efficient pit stops. It's about, you know, all these little things. You know, guys are making advancements in the tools they use and how they change the tires. And fishing's not that indifferent, you know, where, you know, yes, we got to go out in the lake and cast a lure and catch a fish. But you know, maybe put time constraints on it or distance constraints or the amount of equipment you use or who knows. But like you said, there's so much cool technology available today that, wow, man, it's awesome now.
It is. And let's as a spectator, as we are now, because we don't fish as much,
right.
We want to see this kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. So that's all good. And you know what? There's some great tournaments. I mean, just to name a few, there's one that you fish every year and you're close to winning. You're always right there as the Kenora Bass International. And Candy U.S. Walleye.
Yep.
I mean, these are good. They do great things for the community.
Yeah,
they put money back into the fishery.
And look at the derbies. I mean, you look at the Great Ontario Salmon Derby.
Yeah.
And it's been ongoing since we introduced salmon to Lake Ontario.
That's right.
And you look at the charter boat business on the Great Lakes, and you look at the corporate business that gets done during events like this. It's not so much the people participating are striving for fishing greatness, but if you can go out for a day and catch a fish and win a truck or win $100,000 in a derby,
absolutely,
that's awesome. But the captains of these boats and the guys that are running the charters, they're just as competitive as a bass tournament angler.
Oh, they are. So, they really are, and they've got great rigs. And you know what? There's a lot of comfort in knowing and getting back to that original point that I had made, that when you take one of these charter boats out and you buy that derby ticket, that guys like Walter Oster, who run that derby, they spend that money for kids fishing, for tackle share, Toronto Sportsman Show, all the outdoor efforts. I mean, it's really cool to see that we've got people like that, you know, out there that...
Reinvesting.
It's really cool. And that's always good in my books.
Well, I mean, fishing's alive and well, competitive fishing's alive and well, but at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, going out there and testing your own skills. Ultimately, you know, I've seen people in the past where it may be their first time ever fishing and they hook into a 20-pound Chinook salmon.
Yeah.
And it changes their life.
It know? Really, they, yeah. We've seen that over and over again with the stuff,
right?
Haven't we?
Yeah. It's incredible. So it's a powerful thing, fishing. And I think as long as, you know, we are allowed to go out and catch fish, there's going to be competitions for them.
There really is. And you know what, just in a closing note, what you were just mentioning, I remember the very first Bass Ontario tournament we held, which was 1990, maybe something like that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And there was, 180 boats. So 360 guys. The tournament was won by two kids in a 14-foot aluminum. I don't know if you remember that or not. But the kids' names were Michael Jackson and Jim Astorbrooks.
Oh, I remember. I know them well,
And Mike and Jim owned the store in Hamilton.
That's right.
And they're both top-notch tournament pros. So, yeah, just to back up what you just said about how, you know, I'm not saying we changed their life, but, man, they were destined for big things right from the very beginning. That was on Scugog, too, your favorite lake.
We've come a long way, man.
So all good, and good luck with Kenora this year.
Yeah, well, that's the one I'm still, it's my holy grail, I guess. It's all I have left.
Mine's Canada U.S. Walleye, so I'll be out there again getting soaking wet in those 3-foot waves, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's right. Best of luck, man.
Yeah, you too.
We will be right back with your chance to win an Alumacraft boat after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Attention Ontario bear hunters. The Michel Kama Outfitter in Graceville, Quebec invites you to experience the challenge and thrill of spring bear hunting combined with the pleasure of sport fishing from now until June 20th. Reserve now at 819-449-8943 or go to mijocama.ca. And come enjoy the best outdoor adventure ever.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Last season, we gave you a chance to win my Alumacraft boat, and the response was so overwhelming that we're going to give away two boats this year. We are now accepting entries to win a V16 Alumacraft with F20 Yamaha and trailer, valued at $10,130. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode, and then visit the contest page to enter your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post or tweet one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is High Performance. We will be giving another, yes, another cool Alumacraft Yamaha waterfowl package this summer. So stay tuned to Angler and Hunter Radio for more details. You know, my bass fishing career started in the Haliburton Highlands, where there are plenty of lakes and, of course, largemouth and smallmouth bass. These waters call me back to them each and every year in search for whatever it is I started searching for some 45 years ago. When I find it, I'll certainly let you know. Until we meet again, I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.